Back to Libya now, and the story that may be a sign that Gaddafi's days are numbered in Tripoli. Libyan Foreign Minister Moussa Koussa resigned from his post yesterday and defected to the United Kingdom. Joining us is the BBC's diplomatic correspondent, Jonathan Marcus. Jonathan, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
So the proximity of Moussa Koussa to Gaddafi for many, many years indicates his value as an ally or as a defector. But it also taints him in terms of a relationship that the West can have with Moussa Koussa going forward. How do you think diplomats are trying to resolve this morning?
Well, I'm not sure that the relationship with Moussa Koussa going forward is necessarily that important at the moment. I think everybody is well aware of what he is alleged to have been involved in. He was, after all, the de facto ambassador in London in the late 1970s. He supported the IRA. He supported the idea of Libyan agents tracking down dissidents outside the country. So they know all about him here. I suppose there's a huge dose of pragmatism. It is quite a coup, his defection. William Hague, the British Foreign Secretary, was speaking just a short while ago. He said it was a sign that Colonel Gaddafi's regime was fragmented, under pressure and crumbling from within. And he said that Colonel Gaddafi must now be wondering who will be the next person to abandon him. So in terms of the psychology of this conflict, clearly an important step.
What has greater value, this Moussa Koussa, as an intelligence resource directing coalition forces to understand where Gaddafi's vulnerable points are? Or is he a political asset in the sense that he might help in the reconstituting of some Libyan government post-Gaddafi?
Well, I think the latter question, the post-Gaddafi government, clearly his own track record in the past is going to be a problematic factor there. I think his value at the moment, both in terms of the symbol of the action, of his defection, but the real value also is, of course, in the political intelligence that he can give about the nature of what is going on deep in the heart of the Libyan regime. And remember, of course, he was a key figure in the negotiations, particularly with British officials, that led to the international opening towards Libya, Libya being brought back in from the cold when it agreed to give up its weapons of mass destruction and programs. So he is a figure who has a long track record of dealing with senior intelligence and political figures in the West.
But he's hardly an Andrei Sakharov kind of dissident with a sort of a moral compass that we would understand here in the West. He's associated with the Lockerbie bombing. There will be some who will call for him to be tried as a war criminal, yes?
I think there will be. There will undoubtedly be people who will call for that. And indeed, maybe a future democratic Libyan government may call for that. But I think for the moment, that agenda is pushed very much to the future.
And finally, looking forward, Moussa Koussa has resigned from his post. He's defected. Are officials in London and Washington looking for the next shoe to drop to be a senior member of the military itself, army chief, that sort of thing?
Well, to an extent, some senior figures have already gone over to the rebels. We know that. But clearly, they are hoping that this will send a shockwave to the political echelon in Libya. And they will clearly hope that there will be further defections to come.
Who is Libyan Foreign Minister, now former Foreign Minister, Moussa Koussa? Diplomats and intelligence officials in Washington and London attempting to answer that question as he's defected and is the latest sign that the days are numbered for Muammar Gaddafi. The BBC's Jonathan Marcus, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.